The Santa Rosa budget shortfall certainly affects all departments within the city as the council looks to cut vacant positions. However, one industry that's particularly been affected, and it's relatively new from a legal standpoint, recreational cannabis. Joining me now on the KSRO Live Line, Santa Rosa City Councilman Jack Tibbetts. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Daniel.
It's good to have you on the program. Now, every department, of course, is facing these cuts just with the budgets. But this one's kind of an odd story because it's not necessarily, in my view, it's not necessarily cuts, but it's just vacancies.
That's correct. So we have to cut about $7.1 million out of our budget. Well, actually, that's not true. We have a $14 million shortfall, and $7.1 million of it is going to come from vacant positions that are in departments that we're going to keep unfilled at this time.
Now, it seems like permitting was going fine until about April. What happened then?
Well, what's happened is actually more on the cannabis side of things. When we were designing the cannabis ordinance about 2 years ago to bring this industry into, you know, somewhat legal compliance here in California and certainly in Santa Rosa, we wanted to create a department that would, basically serve itself in the cannabis side of things. So any of the revenues that somebody would set up or pay, when they're setting up a retail cannabis outfit or a manufacturer, would pay these fees that would go into supporting positions that would kind of be dedicated to supporting this particular industry. What we found was, I think we were anticipating a revenues on close to $3 million, so we were going to be making hires to that effect, but the tax revenue just didn't quite turn out to be about that much. It was closer to, I think, $1.5, $1.6 million last I had heard, so we're well under.
How come it has been well under? Is part of it housing and the effects from the fires?
No, I don't think the fires have too much of an impact on this. It could. I have heard that from people in the industry that there's a lot of commercial retail and distribution and manufacturing and cultivation that want to get started in a lot of our warehouse spaces, but folks in the planning department just haven't had time to get to them. That might be true because the council has said quite clearly that our priority is, you know, housing, and we really need to get housing for everybody. But it remains to be seen if it was entirely that, or if there just hasn't been, if the revenues we were expecting in these facilities were less all throughout the city, therefore the tax revenue was less. We're going to be finding this out in the coming months.
Now, of course, housing is getting the priority right now. What with the massive rebuild, but you've been quoted in the press, Democrats saying you want to make sure that the cannabis part of it just doesn't get cut. Why is keeping just this department and trying to get these permits out? Why is it so important?
Just to be very frank, it is a big revenue generator, like most businesses throughout the city, and it's something that when we want to create a community that's welcoming to business, there's really no differentiation. If you're going to welcome a brewery, then you should also be giving the same treatment to a cannabis business. Same thing with anything else, and so I just don't like this idea that, you know, one particular industry is going to be cut out because it may, you know, not quite be the politically sexy thing to do.
How come these positions are vacant in the first place?
Well, every department is given a budget every single year by the council, by the city manager, and in those budgets, a lot of these department heads will say, hey, I need a staff person to fill out X, Y, or Z function. And when they make these determinations, you don't always hire somebody in the position right away. Typically, if it's a mid-level management or higher position, then you really take your time in trying to find the best possible person to do the job. And so in the case of Santa Rosa and these departments, when you look at these budgets at one point in time, just about every single one has unfilled positions.
Now, of course, the budget shortfall, again, affecting all departments, and you're very keen on keeping this portion, though, alive. Where do you think, though, if you were to keep this alive, where would the cuts then come from?
The cuts can still, they're probably still going to come, Daniel. I want to be pretty clear about that. But in the case of cannabis, I don't want, and I want to be clear, it's not that I don't want us to just forget about cannabis. That's true. I want us to continue to process their commercial interests, same as any other commercial entity. But what I was really concerned about is losing those three planning positions, because those folks, their overflow would be work on housing, which is my main passion. So I think that those positions might be kept vacant or cut for the time being. But if we want to, you know, create these positions in the future, the whole point of that newspaper article was to say, hey, look, why don't we just create a smaller department, if you will. It'll be part of planning, but it will be paid for directly by cannabis through a Nexus study done on just cannabis operations. And that way it would allow a clear separation between the folks, you know, permitting housing and the folks permitting cannabis. That was the idea.
Well, hopefully it all gets shored up, whether in the near future or beyond. Thank you very much, Councilman.
Thank you, Daniel.
As Councilmember Jack Tibbetts speaking here on KSRO,